fear of the consumer or the person who has a mental illness, and also fear of the officers. And those things need to be addressed in order to slow things down, in order to develop a plan, in order to be able to assess and reassess and maybe even change a plan if necessary.
Just last week in Dallas, Texas, a police officer shot a mentally ill man standing outside his own home in broad daylight. The man's mother had called police for help. Police originally claimed the man, Bobby Bennett, had lunged at officers with a knife. But a neighbor's security video told a different story. The disturbing video shows Bennett sitting in an office chair in the street. As the police approach, Bennett wheels back in the chair and stands up, hands at his side. He was then repeatedly shot by a police officer. Bennett did survive but remains hospitalized. Police originally charged Bennett with aggravated assault but dropped the charge after the video came to light. Randolph McLaughlin, the Memphis model, and how this fits into the case of Samuel Cruz. You're bringing a lawsuit today on his behalf and his wife, Elsa, and in the case of Mohammed Ba. They say in both cases they had knives.
We think that the Memphis model is the superior approach and the best practice in terms of handling these issues. It's eerily similar. In each of the cases that were involved in Mayo and myself, Deborah Cohen and Francisco Sciabba, the police say the exact same thing. In Chamberlain and Bond and Cruz, he came at us with a knife and we killed him. Well, the question really becomes, as Sergeant Cochran said, and I believe he was a sergeant at the time, what was their plan? Did they have a plan when they broke in the door? Why did they break in the door? Why didn't they slow things down? Why did they aggravate the situation? In fact, the officers in all of these cases have not been trained in crisis intervention. They've been trained in the use of force, deadly force. And if that's all the officer has at his disposal, he will use it.
So tell me about Mayo Bartlett, these two lawsuits. We only have a minute, but you're filing today in New Rochelle on behalf of Samuel Cruz. What are you demanding?
Yes. Well, we're demanding, first of all, a review and the training and policy and protocols. We're also we're demanding damages for the loss of the lives of individuals here. But we're hopeful that as a result of these lawsuits, there'll be significant changes so that hopefully models like the Memphis model can be implemented in New York City and in Westchester County. So